Hello, thank you for stopping by. I appreciate your time. It is your friend, your sis, your chica, your girl, your homegirl in the gospel. Let's talk about it with Lyric McCree. I'm excited about this particular podcast because it is a continuation of the series that I didn't know it was a series, In the Shadow of Abuse. But this week, we are talking about who God created you to be. Life beyond the mask. Most of the time when we hear mask, I would say many, if not all of us, we think about this pestilence that we just, came through, but kinda is still here. And so even though many people are not wearing masks, we still see people who are. And today when I thought about it, I thought about, you know what? It's so true. Not just in the natural, but in relationships, in life, like we still see people wearing masks. Like, we see them hiding, we see them covering themselves, because with what has been going on since 2019 till currently, if we wear a mask, it connotes protection. And so many people wore masks. And now that it, you know, it's not as popular, you don't see it as often, but you still see it. So we see people who have worn masks, and because they were allegedly protective for us during this time. And so I feel like, or I have observed rather, in my opinion, that there are people who still wear masks. Not because it protects them physically, but because of what they have gone through, it protects them emotionally, financially, sexually, in all of these different ways. They feel protected. And so the problem with being confined to a mask is that we don't really get to see who you are. I mean, isn't that true? When we walk around because there's a threat of some contamination, some exposure to something that we don't want, we have to cover our faces. And in doing that, we don't really get to see the other person. We can see their eyes, but we don't really get to see their face. And so as a result, we don't really know who they are. And it's the same thing when people wear masks that hide behind their clothing, or they hide behind their money, or they hide behind other people. They hide behind religion. They hide behind all of these things, but you never really get to know who they are. They hide behind education, what they do for a living, but you never really get to see them, because somehow they have use this particular thing or these things to cover who they really are. And so the difficulty with that, is that we never get to see them, and then people struggle with not being seen. Well, I don't want to be with him or her because they don't see me. I don't want to be part of that church because they don't see me. It's always about not being seen. But have we allowed ourselves to be seen? And I would say that in many cases, no, we have not. We have not, because we have hidden behind things because it protects us from our pain. It protects us from other people's opinions. It protects us, or at least we think it does. But I think that what it really does is it puts up a barrier. between us and whatever that thing is that we want a relationship with, or that person that we want a relationship with, whether it's God, people, our children, it doesn't matter. Your career, whatever it is, that barrier blocks you from really, really, really imbibing and really being connected to whatever it is you're trying to connect to. Because we have learned to protect ourselves, especially those of us who have experienced trauma of some kind. Like, we're really, 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 really protective of ourselves. And I remember in the interview that the actor Christian Keys did, or rather the post, it wasn't even an interview that I saw. He was posting about this alleged sexual abuse and misconduct against him. And he said something that growing up in the foster care system, or growing up in foster care, being in certain homes and being exposed to certain things caused him to move differently. It caused him to put up certain protective things, like he mentioned, you know, recording stuff, because he needs people to understand that he's not lying. Now, he's not putting up a mask. He's not trying to pretend like something happened that didn't happen. And he needs people to believe that. And it's really sad when people can't just tell their truth and we just believe them. But it's because so many people have put up these masks and lied and done things that we are skeptical of everyone. Sometimes I would say that we are even skeptical of ourselves. There are times when we wonder, is that really how I feel? Is that really what I think? Like, we question ourselves because sometimes we have put up such a mask and a wall that we lose our own identity. Like, we really don't even know who we are anymore because we have put up such a mask and we have hidden behind certain things that we just don't even know ourselves. And then we want to be in relationships with people and we don't even know ourselves. And then we're upset with them because they don't see us. They don't see you because you're not being you. They don't see us because we are not transparent. And that's not a lashing because, oh, you should. No, it's just that we have to learn that it's okay to live beyond the mask. It's okay to live in our identity. It's okay to be who you really are. Because for one, your past does not identify you. Your pain does not identify who you really are. Yes, it's something that you've gone through, but does it identify you? No. You don't relate to yourself according to what you've gone through because you have come through those things. You have survived them. And it's not who you are. It may have played a part in your makeup. But if I go on stage and I put on makeup, that's not who I am. Like, that makeup comes off. That's who I am. And the problem is that when the makeup and the mask come off, many of us don't like what we see. But we literally have the power to change it. Just like you have the power to put on the makeup and the mask, you have the power to take it off. Like, you don't have to remain that person. You don't have to be trapped by your pain, your past, your experiences, your traumas. You don't, because it's not what the Lord intended. So there's a scripture in Psalms 139:14 that talks about us being fearfully and wonderfully made. And the only way to be fearfully and wonderfully made is that a perfect, omniscient, omnipotent God had to know what the heck he was doing to fashion you in that way. But we have such a hard time seeing ourselves that way. I know. I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to myself. We have such a difficult time identifying ourselves outside of our struggles, our trauma, our past, our flaws. Yeah. Even though those of us who are believers know that Christ has paid for all of our sins, somehow we still manage to identify ourselves based on what we do, what we say, how we do it. And it is such a negation of what the Lord has done for us. Because if he has paid for all of my sin, why am I still treating myself like I am a sinner? There are literally right now Christians who refer to themselves, I'm a sinner saved by grace. No, you're not. Actually, you were a sinner saved by grace. Now you are a saint and a child of God, experiencing and living in God's grace. Like, you're not that person. Like, we identify ourselves by our past, even in church. There's a scripture that says that you are accepted in the beloved. There is a scripture that says that we are forgiven. 1 John 1:9. You are a new creation in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. You are a child of the living God. John 1:12. You are made in God's image. Genesis 1:27. Like, we are not mass produced. We are individually created by the creator of the universe. If the God of the universe, the God of the world, the planets, the star, like, if God himself can create all of these things, I don't understand why we feel like we are so difficult. Like we are not as difficult as we think we are. Like, God is not scared of us. He understands us. He made us. He literally made everything else before he made us. Come on now. Like, it's not because we were last on his list. He made everything else first so that we can enjoy it. So that everything that we need is in place. When Adam got here, he didn't need anything except a whoa man. That's it. And it was because God himself said that it's not good for man to be alone. So he created Eve. Other than that, yeah, God created everything for our enjoyment, for our pleasure. And I'm not talking about sin. I'm talking about the way it was in the beginning before Adam sinned. So everything that we need now, it's in place. Everything that's in you that seems like it's so out of place, not only is it paid for and covered, and you're a new creature, you can hold your head high and walk around knowing that you are still the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and that your decisions, your thoughts, your traumas, the things that have happened to you are not being held against you. We hold them against us. And so we feel like we need to hide, and we walk in such discretion that we hide ourselves. We just don't think that people will accept us the way we are. And to be honest, there are people who will not. But that's not your problem. That's not something you should be holding yourself accountable for. Because those people who don't accept certain things and are judgmental, they have their own junk. I promise you they do. It's not meant for them to be a part of you. But the people who are meant to be a part of you, who God has ordained for your life and your walk and where he's taking you, I guarantee you, transparency is not an issue with them. It's not. I've experienced it. I've experienced it on both ends, where being transparent was me shooting myself in the foot. And then there were times where I was transparent and people actually respected the fact that I wasn't trying to hide. See, to me, hiding and wearing a mask, that is too much work. I don't got time for that. I just don't. I don't have time for all that. I need to know that you're here for me. And so I'm going to give you me, unadulterated. I'm not hiding. I'm not cowering. I'm not wearing masks. I'm not doing any of that. Because when it's all said and done, I'm going to know that you're here for me. See, this is a thing that the Lord did. When he sent his son for us, he sent him the word says that while we were still in sin, Christ died for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, which means that the world was jacked up. The world was a mess, which is why he sent his son. He didn't wait for you to get it together and then, okay, now I'm going to send my son. He understood that we can't get it together. And that's why he sent his son. If that is not a display of complete and total love and acceptance, I don't know what is. And so my prayer is that for anyone who is listening, who feels like they are not enough, they have to hide from people. Listen, I'm not saying just blab all your business and be reckless with it. But I'm saying that it's okay to be you, because somebody, people will come along and they will accept who you are. They won't judge you. They won't treat you like you're less than, because they understand the struggle of humanity. It's a struggle to be human. And so if you are a Christian, you have double the struggle, but you also have double the victory. And so don't let the enemy just cheat you out of what the Lord has given you, what he has promised you, and what's yours. Live life beyond the mask and be unafraid, unapologetically unafraid to be who you are. And those who love you will love you. And those who won't, well, it's okay, because Jesus loves you no matter what. And so I pray that I have said something that encourages you, uplifts you, and lets you know that you rock, girl. You rock, guy. You were made in God's image. Hello. And I pray that you will have a blessed evening. Again, I thank you for your time. Thank you for stopping by. And Lord, I just pray that everyone and anyone who is listening to this message, that you would touch them, that you would heal them, that you would deliver them, that you would show them that it's okay to be who you created them to be, because that's why you created them. I pray, Lord, that they will have peace and understanding. And most of all, I pray that they will have salvation and receive the love of God and the love of your precious son, Jesus Christ. And so I just agree with this prayer and I close it in Jesus' name. Amen. Keep your head up. Keep God right on your side, because he is always with you. Know that there is nothing that you cannot do with him. And don't forget to talk about it.